You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Hello, Soul Sister. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. So happy to have you back here, sipping on life with me. Thank you for allowing me to sip on life with you. And today we're talking about this, episode 27, Live Uncovered, Exposed, and Naked. That's right. Live uncovered, exposed, and naked. No, this is not an X-rated show. It's very clean. We're going to call this G-rated because G stands for genuine truth. Today, we're talking genuine truth as every episode, as we do in every episode. But especially today, I think living uncovered and to live uncovered means that you're committed to living in a genuine, authentic way. This is, yes, definitely a continuation from yesterday's episode 26 of Live Unfiltered. I sure hope you did that your sacred soul step and you're starting to look at what would your life look like unfiltered. And today, what would it look like uncovered? You know, when I think of a filter, it's like a lot of times it's that lens. It's that film that we kind of hide behind or we, you know, it changes and distorts the true image of what is. But uncovered, it's like fully exposed, fully naked. You've taken the cover off. You've taken the roof off this thing. What does that look like? What does that feel like? Today, I want to show you three things that kind of correlate with each of these words. The first one being uncovered, second exposed, third naked, and what that really means. So we can really kind of redefine what living an uncovered life would look like. Do you remember as a kid playing, you know, with a bunch of friends and everybody kind of does this pile up? You know, I remember doing it with my family, you know, my brother, my sister, mom and dad, we all just kind of pile up and usually on a bed, we all just jump on there and there's this big pile and the person on the bottom gets a little squished. The blankets come on top and, you know, everyone's just having fun. But if you're the person on the bottom, not so fun, right? Or if you get covered up by a blanket, it gets dark under there, right? So uncovered means like you're fully free, right? And you're fully exposed to the light and it's bright, it's light, it's free, it's not heavy. When we can live uncovered, the word that comes to mind for me is this, revealed, or the word revelation. When you uncover something, it's like a discovery process. You reveal something. You have a revelation about something. There's this peeling back, and all of a sudden, you can see it for what it truly is. Doesn't that feel good? You know, a lot of times when we pull back and we're like, okay, this is what's being revealed, a lot of times we're afraid to do that because we don't know what we're going to reveal. You know, I remember as a kid playing on the farm, we'd pick up these big rocks, and whenever you pull a rock back, it's like there's the dirt is really moist underneath, and there was a lot of times there were some bugs under there or some worms or whatever, but there was life going on underneath there. So when you can like pull it back and allow for yourself, you know, to allow yourself to see what's really there, there's opportunity for growth, my dear. But if you allow it to be covered for too long, that darkness will absolutely hinder your growth. There's a time to be uncovered and revealed and allow what's there, what's truly there, to come to the surface. So what is that revelation all about? What is it that you reveal when you uncover? It's truth, my dear. It's truth. And where there's truth, there's opportunity. So are you willing to uncover, to discover some truth today so that you can grab hold of and really enter into? You don't even have to grab it, but enter into the opportunity that's there. Because when we cover ourselves, we hide, we get sort of suffocated and we wonder why we feel like uninspired, like we can't breathe. We feel overwhelmed. When I think of covered, I think of like seriously drowning, like this overwhelmed, there's a heaviness and there's a darkness and there's this fear that goes with it. But when you can begin to uncover, man, you open yourself up to such incredible opportunity. And then there's the word exposed. Now, this is more than a word, like exposed. What do you think of when you think of exposed? I think of like something that was secret is now being released. Like when there's exposure, something's released. It's like breaking news. And it's a lot of times it's negative stuff. And it's, you know, a lot of times inappropriate, like the big expose, you know, this was exposed. And so when people think of being exposed, they get nervous. They're like, there's a lot of times there's shame around that. And it's like, oh my gosh, I can't be exposed. The truth cannot be exposed because my secret will now be known. What if that's you today? Perhaps it's you today. And you've got some secrets, some baggage, some painful truth that you've been carrying around with you. Is it possible that you've allowed it to define you and you've labeled yourself and actually you've gotten so covered up by all these labels that you've allowed yourself to carry and it's gotten you so covered and unexposed that by taking that off and opening it up and revealing and releasing whatever it is that you've been hiding, imagine what that would feel like to let go of that extra weight that is holding you down, that is covering you up, and is holding you captive. You know, oftentimes we think that we're doing this to protect ourselves, when really what we're doing is we're creating a prison that absolutely is hindering our growth, that is hindering our expression, and is shutting us down. So if that's you today, I would encourage you, are you willing to allow yourself to expose some truth and be released, whatever that is that needs to be released? You, my dear, can live freely when you allow yourself to be released from whatever it is that's covering you, whatever it is that you're wearing on top of who you really are. And then the word naked, speaking of wearing something or not wearing something. I love the word naked because oftentimes people, it's so misunderstood. Like we came into existence here on Earth. We came to planet Earth naked, right? Completely naked, completely unashamed. You know, we showed up here. Skin, showing all the skin and not having one care in the world. Like we showed up fully alive. And when I think of the word naked, a lot of times I think about a hospital for some reason, because that's where most babies are born today. And although my baby wasn't and a lot of babies weren't, but you know, when you think about a hospital, you think, okay, what's the first thing they do when you go to a hospital? They take your clothes off, right? They want to get rid of anything that hinders access, whether it is that you're having a baby or, you know, you've had some sort of surgery, you've had trauma, now you need to go to a hospital for whatever reason, for a major health crisis. But I think about that being naked. And people equate being naked with, if you're thinking about a hospital, that's where you would go to get recovery, right? People go to a hospital to get the care they need, and then they begin to recover. But I remember years ago getting this revelation that I don't desire recovery for myself or anyone else. And I know a lot of times my patients would look at me and go, what are you talking about? You don't desire recovery? You don't want me to recover? And I was like, no. Because when I think about recover, it's the opposite of uncover. Like, we just uncovered some truth. We uncovered the cause of the problem. We uncovered a revelation and an opportunity. The secret's been, you know, it's out now. You know, truth is now can do its work. The power's been released. The last thing we want to do is recover. What if we started looking at that nakedness, as an opportunity to restore, to completely restore? Imagine what that would look like when you restore and you begin the rebuilding process. And that means that when you rebuild, you're actually healthier, happier, stronger, more powerful than you were before, whatever it was that you feel you lost or whatever hurt that you experienced. Imagine what that would look like in your life today. Like, that is so exciting. You know, and a lot of times people maybe don't even have necessarily a trauma, but they're like, you know, life's kind of gotten average. It kind of feels like it's lacking adventure. Well, I would invite you to continue to seek the adventure of a lifetime and enter into that adventure called sipping on life. Because what happens is this: when you enter into the adventure of life, you go, you know, yeah, maybe it's good, but I desire great. And in order to access great, sometimes you have to be willing to let go of good. You have to be willing to uncover it. You have to be willing to release and expose and actually restore and rebuild. No such thing as recovery, but restore and rebuild. Please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this: take a look at your life, be very honest, and ask yourself, where are you covering up? Where would you desire to be uncovered? Where are you covering up, and where would you desire to be uncovered? And write that stuff out. Write it all out. Whatever secret, whatever lie, whatever desire, whatever it is, allow it to come to the surface. And then make a commitment today to take at least one step. And maybe that one step is simply writing it out. That's the beautiful thing about journaling, is you can write it out and you can uncover some truth for yourself. And sometimes it's like you didn't even know that's what you were feeling or that's what was going on underneath, but you're like, wow, I can see it now. Expose it with the light of truth and take a step today that will allow you to live uncovered, exposed, and naked. Thank you so much for being here. Again, I'd love to hear from you. Come on over to womensippingonlife.com. Let me know how you're doing. And of course, if you haven't yet subscribed to the podcast, you can do that at iTunes or Stitcher. And thank you again for allowing me to speak into your heart and soul and for being here with me, sipping on life. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.